So what does it mean to continue in well-doing, and why are we engaged in this type of lifestyle? Well, we're seeking something. We are seeking glory. Not our glory, but the glorification of this earthly body. For the Bible teaches in 1 Corinthians 15 and 53 that the corruptible must put on the incorruptible, and the mortal must put on the immortal. And so as we go through this life, we have to constantly be aware and reminded that we should be anticipating God's kingdom. We have our mind on heavenly things. This is why Jesus taught us in Matthew 6 and 10. He said, when you pray, pray after this manner: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. We're seeking God's kingdom. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is how we accomplish acceptable works. This is how we accomplish the perfect work, by allowing God's will to be executed and operated and manifested in our lives. So glad for this passage of Scripture. God does not leave us without the answers. He does not tell us to do an acceptable work or to do well without giving us a specific clear roadmap. This passage gives us the clear roadmap to acceptable works with God. The Scripture says that if we patiently continue in well-doing and seek for glory, then we will be honored with immortality and eternal life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to give God an acceptable work, though. How does that happen? How does that occur? By allowing God's Spirit to operate through you. That's how you produce an acceptable work. You can't do anything good within yourself. You just have to be a vessel for the Lord. And I'm here to tell you that God uses ordinary people, plain old ordinary people. Somebody said it's not about capability, it's about availability. Can you make yourself available to be the vessel of the Lord today? Can you empty yourself so that God can fill you up with His Spirit and His power to be used in these last and evil days?